Blog Talk Radio.
As I stand before you for the first time, somehow my heart knew it would not be the last time. When legs spread and tears were shed, it's funny how she looks just like you, but laughs just like me. Oh wow, if only you could see what I see. Looking back on the last time you and I shared a cry, funny, we really thought we had a lifetime. And though that's what we got, it's not quite what we thought. But what is a lifetime? Is a lifetime really forever? The end of a forever is what we fought. Sipping on tea between the sheets, oh baby, wasn't our life so sweet? Forever grateful to Master I will be for uniting you and me. And though I miss the days when our hearts were one, somehow my heart did not lie. It knew this would not be the last time. It's funny how she looks just like you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful Saturday morning in the greater Atlanta area. I am your host, Kay Sherelle, and this is Real Talk Radio. And I come to you today with a somberness because I've been missing you. Took some time out to enjoy a little bit of life on a Saturday morning, and now I'm back. So today we will have special guest Dr. Gloria Milo, who's also a reverend. And she was talking about her book, Spiritual Seduction, Sin, Secret, Stress, Struggle, Yet Surviving. And it's a very interesting book. I do hope you will stay tuned until she joins us. The book is about a minister who leads a young girl astray. And from my understanding, it is based on a true story. Wow. A minister leading the congregation astray, not the full congregation, but a young girl. That is, I don't even know what to think about that. That it really brings so many questions into my mind when we start talking about ministers and things, because it's interesting. One of the things that I have heard this morning is talking about Creflo Dollar and his church and his show. And I don't know, the conversation was kind of interesting. So, well, I don't know, I'm getting sidetracked. We're going to talk about that later. So let's start out with the usual, the weekend reflection. I would have to say that this was probably a colorful week for me. Extremely emotionally charged. I don't know. It's like some days I swear I live in a reality show, but I'm not getting paid for it. That's what is very disappointing to me, is the fact that I'm living in this reality show and no one is paying me to do it. What is up with that? You know, I meet all of these interesting people and all of these interesting things are said and done. Like, for instance, yesterday, I blogged for the first time in a while. Because I had this thought, you can't make orange juice if you only have lemon. And that's something profound. Meditate on that for just a second. You cannot make orange juice if you only have lemon. And you can take that in so many different directions, but it led me to think about everybody who tries to force something that just really can't happen, won't happen. You know, that's where it comes into play at. When you're looking at relationships, and yes, you might love this person and they might love you, but the relationship that you desire cannot happen if the person is not an orange. If they're a lemon, it's not going to happen. many of he or she is telling you they don't want a relationship, they don't want titles, they don't want all of these things, it can't happen. It won't happen. So you have to understand that and accept it for what it is. If it's a lemon, you can squeeze all day. You won't get orange juice. You will only be able to make lemonade. And that was one of the things that I talked about, the difference between orange juice and lemonade, because orange juice has nutritional value to it. It will add to your life. But lemonade, while it seems like it will quench your thirst, it really will not, because it's only masking the symptoms. And that's the thing about it that you have to understand and accept, is that you're just masking the big problem. You want a new job. You want that. That's your orange juice. But at your current job, you're only making lemons, meaning you are not doing your very best work on every opportunity. You're not taking the job seriously. You have to work the job you have like it's the job that you want. Otherwise, you're still squeezing lemons. You will never be able to make your orange juice. You know, you desire all of these new shiny things, but your financial resources do not allow it. So what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to squeeze the lemons and pray for orange juice? Or are you going to accept things for what they are and make the changes? You have to plant the orange tree before you will be able to get orange juice. Lemons will never work. They're both citrus. They both are trees, but a lemon will never be an orange, and an orange will never be a lemon. Not one day of the week. And that's one of the things you have to reflect. So if you have not read my blog, which is also titled After the Radio Show, Real Talk, I advise you to check it out. And that is on my website, www.SherelleInc.com, and Inc is I-N-K .com. And the blog is titled Real Talk. You will see on the home page is Real Talk Radio, and there's Real Talk, the blog. So definitely, definitely check it out. There are many interesting ones on there. Another thing that happened to me this week, I had a horrific experience trying to park in Midtown yesterday. I was so frustrated and so aggravated. This is one of the reasons why I live in Metro Atlanta. I can't deal with the parking situation in Atlanta. It frustrates me because half of the places you have to pay to park, then you got to pay to get in, then once you get in, you're going to pay to eat or drink. I mean, they are just, I'm telling you, it's not recession-proof, many of these places. So I was trying to go to Cat's Cafe, which if you have not been to Cat's Cafe, you got to go to Cat's. It's like such a cool spot. It's very small now, it's tight space, so you have to get there early. But Cats is really cool. It's on Piedmont, just before you get to Piedmont Park in Midtown. Very cool spot. Spinks was hosting tonight, so shout out to Spinks. Verbal Slick, he was hosting. So it was, you know, it was a cool place. But anyway, back to my parking drama. So get to Cats, no parking, can't barely get out of the little tight parking lot, so aggravated with that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to circle the block, which, you know, they're all one-way streets. When you talk about downtown Atlanta, they're all one-way streets. So circling the block is not as easy as it sounds. So I circle the block, come back down around 8th Street, no parking. Circle again, go to 7th Street. No parking. I finally end up parking around 6th Street, which I had to walk about four or five blocks down just to get back to Cat. Oh, my God. I was so aggravated. I was so frustrated. I was ready to, like, strangle myself. It was such a horrific experience. But once I finally walked all the way back down, got into Cat's, slightly aggravated, slightly frustrated, the band and everything was on. It was really cool. Cocktails, told a couple of jokes. Verbal Flick really had a good show set up. Urban Light was in the house, heard her. It was definitely, it was really cool. So like I said, I mean, it was a great experience. I just would have rather had the experience without all of the parking drama, honestly. That was like my thing. Other thing this week, we are doing testing at my school, and if you are in the state of Georgia, you know that CRCT is like all anyone ever talks about is CRCT. So testing aggravates me to no end, I got to tell you. It frustrates me more than anything else. What can I say? I don't know. And with all of the stress that they're putting on teachers, talking about merit pay and budget cuts and closing schools and doing all of these things, I don't know. It was a stressful time, and the kids complained. And I told them, I was like, what do you think is worse, actually doing it or simply listening? Like, I can tell you which one is worse. Just simply sitting here, just listening to the silence of all of you testing is worse than actually testing. So I don't know. But right now we are going to take a slight break in the show. We're going to do my favorite part. We're going to take a minute with K9, and we're going to come back. And shortly after I come back, Dr. Gloria Milo will be joining us on the air live. Dr. Gloria Milo, author of Spiritual Seduction. For those of you who are listening to the show on the web, the call-in number is 646-595-4522. Definitely would love to hear your comments, questions, shout-outs, whatever is on your heart. Give me a call. Talk to me, Kay Sherrill, America's Favorite Southern Belle, and this is Real Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
How did Mandela get the will to surpass the everyday when injustice had him caged and trapped in every way? How did Gandhi ever withstand a hunger strikes and all? Didn't do it to gain power or money, if I recall, it's a gift. I guess I'll pass it on. Mother thinks it'll lift the stress of Babylon. Mother knows, my mother, she suffered blows. I don't know how we survived such violent episodes. I was so worried, it hurts to see you bleed. But as soon as you came out the hospital, you gave me sweet, yeah. They tried to take you from me, but you still only gave them some prayers and sympathy. Dear mama, you helped me write this. By showing me to give, it's priceless. And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
All I can say is the worst is over now. We can serve the hard times. Divorce is over now. They try to keep us out, but they doors is open now. My nigga Akon is getting awards and covers now. This is K9 and still repping the S. Coming out of Mobisto and still draping the mess. And no matter how we strong, homie, it ain't easy coming out of where we from, homie. And it's the reason why I can never play for me. Tell them the truth is what my dead homies told me. Ooh yeah, I take inspiration from the most heinous of situations, creating medication out my own tribulations. Dear Africa, you helped me write this. By showing me to give, it's priceless. And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
I'm enjoying today, you know, because it ain't every day that you get to give.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving, getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
Got nothing to complain about. You know where I'm from, you know where I'm at, so you know I'm flying high.
Something about K-9 and that song Take a Minute that, I don't know, man, it always makes me feel so much better because you just got to take that minute and just 100% breathe. Give yourself, you know, time to recuperate, recover. Let things just kind of roll a little bit. And I think that, you know, honestly, that is like, I would have to say that was probably the craziest thing that happened this week. A friend of mine fell out with me yesterday, and honestly, I really don't know why. He's one of those hotheads who, you know, gets all worked up over simple things. You know, you can say, dude, tie your shoe, and he'll just lose all of his cool, lose all of his focus, and go in a different direction. And honestly, if he took the advice of that song, if he would really just take a minute and breathe, it would really change his life, you know. Quit squeezing the lemon, son. Get you some oranges and make some orange juice. I don't know. I don't really understand people who make a lot of decisions and things out of haste and, you know, just why are you so upset? Why not just chill for a second. Just chill. That's all I need you to do. Just chill for a second. But, you know, while I'm always talking to you, I'm forever online looking at this, that, and the other. I'm looking at MSNBC, some of the stories rolling across their page. And then going to MSN, they're talking about the world's cheapest destinations. And I'm sorry. Nothing. It's not cheap. It's not free. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't really, like, one of the places they say is India. Okay, first of all, I got to buy a flight to get to India. So that automatically in my boat throws it out as one of the cheapest destinations in the world. I don't care if beer is a dollar there. I'm sorry, that completely throws it out just because it's India and I got to get there first. And I don't know if anybody ever saw that movie, Broke Down Palace, where these high schoolers went to Thailand as part of their senior trip because they heard about how cheap Thailand was, so they made a quick stop over in Thailand before they went on their senior class trip or whatever, and got stuck there. I don't know. Third world countries and places like that just make me nervous. And not one of those places I want to frequent. No, I'm just going to have to say no to that. I'm not even going to go any further with it. Those of you who are listening to the show, Dr. Gloria Milo will be joining us in a few minutes. She is the author of Spiritual Seduction. And I don't know, let me just read you the little synopsis of this book. The church is supposed to be a place of refuge, a place of peace, a place of comfort. But much to her initial dismay, one 17-year-old girl found comfort in the church in more ways than one. More specifically, smart, pretty young thing found herself indulging in a lifestyle that was much harder to get out of than it was to get into. Born and raised in the church, Stacy left her family's humble beginnings in Louisiana and headed for the big city of Los Angeles when she was 16. Shortly after settling in, she completed her high school education and began striving toward her professional goal of becoming a teacher. In keeping with the family's tradition, she joined her mother and other family members at a local missionary Baptist church. Upon her arrival, it didn't take long to get her involved in the church's activities, just as she had done back home. Everything was wonderful, or so she thought. Stacy had no clue that a church meeting that the pastor called for her to attend would be the beginning of a lifestyle that would last for 15 or more years. Spiritual seduction takes you on Stacy's journey of how she not only became the pastor's mistress, but also a madam to his pastor's friend. Nonetheless, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Eventually, Stacy realizes that this lifestyle is out of God's will. As such, she finally repents and experiences the redemptive love that only Jesus Christ can give. Today, she honors her calling as a minister of the gospel and has dedicated her life to restoring holiness to all those who may have found themselves entangled in bondage of sin. Wow. I'm so ready for Dr. Milo to join us on the air so we can talk about this book, because completely just blows my mind. The word spiritual takes you in one direction, but hearing the word seduction takes you in a completely different direction. She was pastor's mistress and a madam to his friend. I have to know how much of this book is true and how much is fiction. I am just, my mouth is open right now. Jaw is dropped, mouth is open. I really don't know what to say. This is a must read, people. I'm telling you right now. You definitely want to find this book, and that's one of the things that she will tell us is where we can find Spiritual Seduction, because I think everyone should read this book. Anyone who's involved in church, not involved in church, people who are looking to make real changes to their life, I definitely see this book being for everyone. So I do hope that you will find it and definitely make plans to read it, definitely. And those of you who have not read my book, Silent Tears, it's a must read. And it is on sale for $10. If you are interested, please just send me an email, a text message, smoke signal, Pony Express, snail mail, however you would like to do it, get in contact with me to definitely find the book, check the book out. I will be at Nubian Books in South Lake Mall this coming Friday, April 23rd, from 6 to 9 p.m., reading from the book, autographing the book, just taking your questions, your comments about it. So definitely please come and find me Friday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. at Nubian Books in South Lake Mall. Those of you who do not live in the Atlanta area, South Lake Mall is in Morrow, I-75 North or South, exit 233. Either direction you're coming, you're going to make a right off the exit, and the mall is right there. The mall is right there by the exit. So definitely please come say hello. May 16th at 7 p.m., I will be at Sharp's Restaurant on Terra Boulevard, participating in the open mic. Definitely, if you're in the area on May 16th, please come and check it out. And, you know, every Monday I can be found at the Wing Lab in Rex, Georgia, on Highway 42, 8 p.m. Haziq Ali is the host. He is spectacular. He is wonderful. You definitely want to come check it out. There's a $7 cover, $5 if you have a lab pass, and the lab pass is $2. So if you plan on coming more than once, you definitely want the lab pass and come and definitely check it out. So, again, silent tears on sale this month for 10. Come find me at Nubian Books on the 23rd. Come find me at Sharps on the 16th. And every Monday, you can find me in Rick's at the Wing Lab performing at the open mic. So definitely want you to just come say hello. Even if you're not getting the book, just come say hello. Let me know who's listening. Internet radio is you know, very different from regular radio. I'm not as connected some days with my listeners as I would like to be. So I want you to do that. But right now we're getting ready to bring on the air the Gloria Milo, author of Spiritual Seduction. Book that I am so ready to discuss right now. I'm telling you, I'm on pins and needles, ready to discuss it. So the wait is over, people. We're going to go ahead and bring Dr. Milo on the air. Good morning, Dr. Milo. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm blessed and praise God for a beautiful day today.
Yes, it really is. Such a beautiful day. I'm looking out the window now and I see the wind blowing, the nice green trees. The sky is so blue. You know that God is definitely present.
Amen.
So we're talking about spiritual seduction, and this is the book that you wrote, and I got to tell you, this book is like mind-blowing. To say the least, the title alone is really when I met you and you told me the title of the book, and spiritual and seduction are not two words that you really anticipate hearing together. And then reading the synopsis, I was just intrigued. You have to tell me about this book. Tell the listeners about spiritual seduction. What is it about?
Well, Spiritual Seduction is about a 17-year-old girl that was manipulated into drugs, sex, and alcohol by her pastor and his friends, and this lifestyle went on for about 15-plus years. Mm-hmm. And after she decided to get saved, God pulled her up out of this mess and saved her. She was in church praying one night, and while she was praying, her son was being murdered. He was shot twice in the head and once in the chest. And this was so very devastating. And this is a true story, Kim.
Yes. Wow. So how much of spiritual seduction is true?
Every bit that you read, it's a very true story. And, Kim, I must say, Stacy is my alter ego. That story is actually about me. And I praise God today because of his grace and mercy. He allowed me to get my bachelor's degree. I taught school for 36 years, got my master's degree. I have done some counseling. I do counseling presently. And God blessed me with a PhD. So we know that God's grace and mercy will bring us through.
Yes, it will. Amen to that. So, wow, this is a true story. This is based off of you and your alter ego, Stacy, and I'm loving that your alter ego is Stacy. My alter ego is Sherelle. So, why did you decide to write your story?
Well, I've held this secret in me for so many years, and sometimes I felt like I couldn't breathe because I was holding it inside. So I decided to let this big secret out, and I did not use any of the pastor's names because that was not for me to put damnation on them. It was to clear my mind, clear my heart, and to clear my soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. And then, too, you know, and many people do that. They don't realize, you know, you can write your true story if you change the name. That also protects you, and it protects the other people because, you know, so often people never agree on what actually happened. And since he is, you know, a minister, is he still a minister?
Who, a minister?
The pastor that you first, that you were the mistress to.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, a giant pastor, well known.
Really? Oh, my God. That further brings on the intrigue. So he is still a very well-known pastor. In where is he? Is he worldly known? Can you give us some hints? Where is he?
He's well-known, and he's in a well-known large city and a large state in the United States of America.
Wow. That is, wow. I'm speechless at this moment because I know when I met you and we talked, and I remember you telling me, you know, the story was true, but I wasn't sure how much of Stacy's story was true. And to know that this minister is still there, I mean, I don't really even know how to feel about that. I'm hoping that since you have completely changed, you know, your life and things are going so well for you, I'm really praying that he is no longer doing those things.
Well, I'm not. I speak for him. But in the meantime, persons who would like the book can go to www.mgsbooks.com, or either they can call me at 678-491-5644, and they can get a copy of the book. And with that, Kim, I do have a group called Healing Hurting Women. They can also join the group with 678-491-5644 for further information.
Okay, what is Healing Hurting Women?
It's women that have gone through some kind of abuse, whether it was physical or verbal, some kind of hurt that they have gone through, such as I have. I lost my son, which was very devastating to me. I'm speaking about it now, but there was a time I couldn't say two words without really just crying. So any woman that has come against the enemy, they can come out and talk, and we can talk about it. And if they're in need of writing their stories, I am a publisher also.
Okay, definitely. Now, I'm looking. I'm holding the book because I've been holding this book for about 2 weeks now. And I'm looking at chapter 5, which takes me to my next question to you. So I'm just going to read them the opening part of chapter 5, a little excerpt. It says, this chapter 5 is called Subliminal Seduction. I will never forget the time I received a telephone call that changed me for the rest of my young adult life. During my first year in college, I received a call that requested me to come to a church meeting at a hotel. Now, where I come from, this was not a strange request. It was commonplace for churches to have meetings at hotels. Plus, my mama and stepfather trusted me. I was mature for my age, and I had never given them any problems. So, how is this where many of the sexual encounters took place, at hotels that you thought were going to actually be church meetings?
I really thought it was a church meeting, and that's one of the things I'd like to say to young ladies as well as young men. Be careful of manipulation of people. Put not your trust in man. Put all your trust in God, and you can't go wrong. As Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. I was told that it was going to be a church meeting. However, when I walked in, it was a room full of ministers with alcohol and drugs. And I was told to never say anything about that incident.
Mm. And, you know, this is very interesting because this is not something that's so new. hearing about young people being taken advantage of by ministers, pastors, priests, and things like that. And it's just because I think of the stronghold that they are able to gain over people. Just because you know, a pastor, a minister, a priest, they're supposed to be someone who cares about you, who, you know, is trying to help you, you know, gain, you know, become closer in the spirit to the God, you know, wanting to help. They're supposed to be the people who are doing God's work, and it's just not commonplace to expect them to take advantage of
I absolutely
you.
Agree with you.
It's I don't know, and that's the, and my worry about all of these things is always wondering how do you recover from that, because I do know someone who had a bad experience with church when he was a child, and to this day he no longer goes to church, and I keep trying to tell him, you don't go to church for man, you go to, you know, feed your soul to get close to God. But it really has put a bad stigma on him when he looked at church. And so I'm just wondering, like, what did you do after all of this? How did you, you know, not lose focus on God and all of this and not get caught up in blaming him to get out? Because so many people, after they've had these encounters, they get a little lost, and it sort of, you know, put the wedge between them and church forever.
Absolutely. What I did and what I'll say to him today is much prayer with supplication. And you have to remember, you're going to church, like you said, Kim, for the messenger, not the messenger, for the message, not the messenger. And in the Bible, it tells us to study for ourselves. And if we pray and ask God to give us wisdom and knowledge, I know, and it's no doubt in my mind, I know that God will see us through. God will not lie. Everything he says is true. So that's what we have to do, really put our trust and belief in God and have faith. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith.
Yes, 100%. You can't lose your faith and all of that, and it's very inspiring to know that you did not lose your faith and all of it, because you do have your own church, correct?
I do. It's MG Full Gospel Church.
And where is it located?
In College Park.
In College Park, those of you who are in the greater Atlanta area that are listening to the show, definitely want you to stop by. Say hello to Dr. Milo at any chance you get. And those of you who are listening, because there are many of my listeners and they're a little bit shy that I have, you know, talked to, and I know that are in need of some type of healing. I actually had a tearful phone call from a friend earlier who is going through something from an abusive relationship. And so the healing hurting women that you mentioned earlier, I would definitely be spreading the word on that. And those of you who are listening, if you are interested in helping with healing hurting women, or you're interested in being a part of the group, definitely get in contact with Dr. Milo. She gave out her phone number and information earlier. If you still don't have it, you can always contact me, and I can put you in contact with her, because that is the goal. We want everyone to heal, because when you carry that hurt, it really does affect your life in the long term. It's just always best to deal with the pain. And that is part of the reason why you said you wrote the book. So let me ask you, if you don't mind talking about it, what was your healing process dealing with the death of your son?
The healing process is still going on, Kim. It's an ongoing process, because as a parent, you never, ever dream of burying your child. So each day when I wake up, and thank God for a beautiful day, which he has made, I ask him to forgive me for all my sins, and also I ask him to give me the strength for this day, the right now strength for this day, so I can just keep on keeping on. And I just know with God, all things are possible. With him, we can do nothing. So I just ask God to give me the strength each and every day.
Yeah, that is one of the things you have to do. You really have to have a stronghold relationship with God on a daily basis, especially after going through something as traumatic as that. Now, women who have lost kids, can they be a part of Healing Hurting Women?
Absolutely. And again, Kim, I'm going to give them my telephone number. It's 678-491-5644. And it's a nonprofit organization. If there are any people that's out there that would like to donate to that cause, they can also send it to Healing Hurting Women, care of MG's Full Gospel Church at 3645 Marketplace Boulevard, Suite 130-110, East Point, Georgia, 30344. And I'm going to say it one more time, Kim, to give people a chance to grab a pencil and a piece of paper. It's Healing Hurting Women, MG's Full Gospel Church, 3645 Marketplace Boulevard, Suite 130-110, East Point, Georgia, 30344. All donations are tax deductible. You can also order your book from the same location. So I'll be looking to hear from you and them, Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely. That's the thing. And you also have a book signing Monday, correct? Here in Morrow?
You know, Kim, it's been changed, slightly changed. It's going to be Wednesday instead of Monday, and that's at the Nubian Bookstore. At 6 o'clock, I'll be there from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., and I'm hoping to see quite a few people, including you, if you can make it.
Yes, I will have to put it on my calendar. I know I had wrote it down to come out to check it out and definitely see, and that's what I'm telling everybody. Even if you are not ready to purchase the book at that time, come by and say hello, show your love, and just meet Dr. Milo. I'm telling you, the things that she has to say are definitely something that you want to be a part of because it's very inspiring. I have to tell you, your story is extremely inspiring, and I'm loving the ending messages because regardless of how bad you think things can get, you know, God can bring you out of it. That's the truth about it. God can always bring you out of it because if he brings it to you, he can bring you through it. That's what I always say.
Amen.
So let me ask you, how have things changed for you since you've written the book and started, touring it around?
Well, Kim, not very much, but it has taught me to be humble and that's what I go out with, the spirit of humbleness and to speak to others, to help inspire them, and just to talk about what has happened to them because many of us die of diseases and get cancer and because we keep this within us. We hold it and we hold it and we hold it. Some people take it to their grave with them. So I would say that let people start talking about what has happened to them, and that's why we do have Healing Hurting Women.
Yes, and I have to say that, and I told you this before, and we're going to have to talk about it some more, but I would definitely like to be a part of Healing Hurting Women in some shape or form because that is actually the reason why I wrote my book, Silent Tears, is because writing is a way to cleanse your body of emotional toxins. You know, people work so hard on their physical appearance, but what about those emotional toxins that you're carrying around? Hurt from bad relationships, hurt from, you know, your childhood and things. you really have to get those toxins out of your body. Right now is a great way to do it. So I'm definitely going to encourage more people to be a part of it because, like you, last year I had three parents who had children murdered at my school. Three. And it was very difficult just being in the building because there was a string of it. You know, one girl was just killed in a drive-by as she was walking home. Another was murdered when he was in a teen nightclub. The third one was murdered by a close family friend, and it was a string of it. And those parents I know are still having such a very difficult time. Their siblings who survived are still having a difficult time. So I think that healing hurting women would definitely be something that would be emotionally beneficial to them to be a part of, to begin working on that road to, you know, to having brighter days.
Absolutely. And make sure they pick up a copy of Spiritual Seduction, and they can do that by calling me or either writing in to the address that I've given. Nubian Bookstore has them, Barnes & Noble has them, and Amazon.com also has the book.
Okay, Nubian Books, Barnes & Noble, and you said Amazon.
And also they can get it from my web, which is www.mgsbooks.com.
Okay, definitely. And all that information will also be posted on my website, the show page, and everything after the show as part of the question and answer blog. Definitely, everyone, pick up a copy of Spiritual Seduction by Dr. Gloria Milo. You can pick it up from her, the website, Nubian Books, Amazon.com, or Barnes & Noble. And there's a Barnes & Noble on every corner in Metro Atlanta, so there's no reason not to have a copy of the book. And also, you can come see her Wednesday at Nubian Books in South Lake Mall and pick up a copy of the book as well. So what's next? Will there be a second book to follow up Spiritual Seduction? What's next in the book corner for you, Dr. Milo?
Yes, I am in the process of writing, and Kim, I hope you'll have me back on your show again so I can talk about what's next.
Yes, definitely. You are welcome on the show at any time, and I do hope that you will listen to the shows that are to come because there is one that has sparked a lot of interest that's coming up on May 1st. It's titled I Do Take You, and it's a show that is about marriage, sex, family, and children. We're going to have, there will be a panel of married, divorced, and single, and we will all sit down and we're going to really talk about it. And religion is always one of the things that really comes up as a big point of interest when you have the discussion of marriage and family and sex. Religion always comes into play. So
Well, in Spiritual Seduction, I actually talk about the five marriages that I was involved in and how I was abused either physically or verbally. So this would be a perfect book for the people on the panel to get the book, and I would also come back and talk about that. It's also involved in Spiritual Seduction.
Definitely, and I have already I sent the email out to all of my panels this morning telling them about the show and also recommending the book, and I did not know the book was on Amazon. So those of you who are interested in the book, there will be a link on the show page where you can just click on it and it'll take you straight to Amazon where you can purchase the copy of Spiritual Seduction. I'm telling you, reading the book, it's one of those books you really are not going to want to put down. You're going to want to go straight through it and reading it. Even just picking it up and thumbing through, you know, what when I first got the book and I started looking at the chapters, and the titles of the chapters would really pull me in. And once I got started, I was like, wow. That's why I was just really intrigued. So before we close out, we're getting ready to an end. Dr. Miles, please tell everyone again where they can find your book and how they can reach you.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's Spiritual Seduction, and you can get it from my web, which is www.mgsbooks.com, or even you can mail in your order to MG Full Gospel, 3645 Marketplace Boulevard, Suite 130-110, East Point, Georgia, 30344. Make sure you call me at 678-491-5644 for any further instructions.
Definitely, and if they are interested in attending your church, tell them where they can find your church.
Okay, MG Full Gospel, also at 3645 Marketplace Boulevard, East Point, Georgia.
Okay, is that Camp? Is that the Camp Creek area?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what is it by on Camp Creek? Because I know when I hear the marketplace, that confuses me. But where exactly in the Camp Creek area is it? What's near it?
It's actually in Marketplace near the Barnes & Noble.
See, you can go see her right there next to Barnes & Noble and go in Barnes & Noble and buy the book and sit in the cafe and read it.
Absolutely.
That is perfect. So everyone, please pick up a copy of Spiritual Seduction by Dr. Gloria Milo. Those of you who are listening, who are just waiting to be a part of some nonprofit organization, Healing Hurting Women sounds like the great opportunity to do so. Come and visit her Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. at Nubian Books in South Lake Mall. Visit the church on Sunday up in Camp Creek at the Marketplace. Buy the book, people. Definitely buy the book. If nothing else, you always want to show your support for your aunt. That is the biggest thing with me. And there's so much that anyone can learn from this book, even if you have not had, you know, a bad encounter with a priest or a minister. You still, you know, you've had some type of hurt that has come on you, whether it was, you know, failed marriages or whatever. There's so much you can learn from it. So you definitely want to read the book. Definitely read the book. Spiritual Seduction. Dr. Milo, I would just like to say thank you so much for joining me this morning on the internet with this show, talking about this book. I'm telling you, I'm ready to see you on Wednesday because I will have more questions, I'm sure, and I do hope that everyone picks up the book and reads it. And come get your book signed Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Kim, for having me on the show.
Thank you. Any final remarks you would like to say before you exit?
I'd like to just say make sure you get your copy of Spiritual Seduction. No doubt in my mind you'll find yourself in some chapter in that book. It's only $15.95, an autographed copy.
That's right, an autographed copy for $15.95. We spend more than that on a weekly basis in someone's drive-thru, or if you go to Starbucks, you'll spend that in one trip buying a latte or something. So everyone definitely pick up the book, and if you have more questions, you need further clarification on where to find the book, get Dr. Milo a call at 678-491-5644. Again, thank you so much for being on the show. You're welcome anytime. You have anything, when the second book comes out, you have to come back and talk to us about the second book. Promise me that you will.
I will. I promise you, Kim, and thank you again for having me.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your beautiful Saturday afternoon. Those of you who are listening to the show, I will definitely post all of this information at the end of the show. Would just like to remind everyone that I will be at Nubian Books as well on Friday, April 23rd from 6 to 9, reading and signing copies of my book, Silent Tears. Silent Tears is a bestseller. Each read, so they're selling my book, I have to tell you. You can pick up Dr. Milo's book, While You're Dead, Spiritual Seduction, if you haven't already picked it up. I would just like to remind everyone that life is survivable. And I think that that is one of the things that I would have to say hurts the most. Anytime I hear about a suicide, it hurts, because there's nothing in life that is that bad. God can fix all things. You have to believe him. You have to trust him. He is faithful to us. God is extremely faithful to us. And if he brings you to it, he will bring you through it, I promise you. So definitely that is, I think, the message of both books, Spiritual Seduction and Silent Tears. Life is survivable with God. Never take your eyes off of him. Keep that stronghold with him. God is faithful, and he will do what he said he will do for us. Telling you, I'm just still blown by this book. Reading it was really blowing my mind on the things that happened in it. So knowing now that it's a true story, I'm so intrigued still by who this well-known pastor is. And I'm sure you are too, but you should definitely pick up the book and read it. Quickly want to tell you about some things coming up. Nubian Books on April 23rd, Sharp's Restaurant on Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro on May 16th. Next week on the show will be Audacious of Audaciously Speaking out of Texas. You want to hear what this young lady has to say. She is an awesome poet, empowerment speaker. Hearing her and what she has going will definitely change your life. Check out the show next week, which will be at a special time. The show will air next week at 1:30, just to accommodate the time difference between here and Texas. So next Saturday, the show will air at 1:30. Audacious of Audaciously Speaking will be on the air. Once you check it out, May 1st, I Do Take You special segment will air with our panel talking about marriage, sex, family, relationship, children, you name it. On Real Talk, we are going to discuss it. So definitely want you to check out the show. Right now, I just want to say thank you for joining me. I know it's so hard to join me on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m., but I love you for doing it, and I know you love me. Those of you who are new listening to the show, I thank you so much for joining me, and I do hope you will continue to join me over the air for Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle. Buy the book, people. That's the message of the day. Buy the book. You know, we have to support our own, support the arts, writers, artists, poets, musicians. We pour our heart into everything we say and do, and support is one of the main things that we just value so much. Simply listening is priceless. So right now I'm going to take us out the show with one of my new poems, and you heard it at the beginning if you were on the beginning. It's a poem titled Sunny. So hope you enjoy it, and come and see me Friday at Nubian Books in South Lake Mall. I love you. Enjoy your Saturday.
As I stand before you for the first time, somehow my heart knew it would not be the last time. When legs spread and tears were shed, it's funny how she looks just like you, but laughs just like me. Oh, wow, if only you could see what I see. Looking back on the last time you and I shared a cry, funny, we really thought we had a lifetime. And though that's what we got, it's not quite what we thought. But what is a lifetime? Is a lifetime really forever? The end of a forever is what we fought. Sipping on tea between the sheets, oh baby, wasn't our life so sweet? Forever grateful to Master I will be for uniting you and me. And though I miss the days when our hearts were one, somehow my heart did not lie. It knew this would not be the last time. It's funny how she looks just like you.